you naturally will have a plan for your business. But let's take that another step further and let's level that up and go, how do we have fun in 2023? Or how do we end 2022 with so much fun and playing bigger at life?
So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to The Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinett, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level.
Welcome to The Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. Thank you all for listening and tuning in today, whether you are getting ready, taking a walk, or even driving. I just want to let you know that I appreciate you all for being part of our community and sharing our podcast with one of your friends. This week, after finally settling back into the groove of things from events and travel, I decided to cancel a retreat that we were going to host at the end of the year and say no to a lot of things, including some speaking engagements. And in the past, I definitely would have said yes. The last couple of weeks have been a sprint for me, whether it's pouring everything into our last event, to flipping properties, to selling a property, which I didn't even take a moment to celebrate with our family because it actually had closed the day our event started. And I got a text from one of our favorite escrow officers, and I couldn't even celebrate it. This particular property was special because my kids were part of the journey. They were part of the process of picking out the things, helping me design the things, understanding budgets. And I could see Brexton's curious brain ask me all kinds of questions like, what do teachers make? What do principals make? When I told them how much the property could potentially profit after it closed. Sometimes it's just timing. I'll tell you, if that property didn't close that day, or would have fallen out of escrow, we would have lost close to six figures as five other properties, same floor plan, went on the market. And sometimes it's just about timing and how valuable time is in not only those types of situations, but in life. And so I got thinking, like, how do we play bigger, not only in business, but in life? And in today's episode, I want to share five ways on how you can play bigger when it comes to life. Number one, say yes to the things that light you up. Do things that excite you. Some things that help me say no is having a list of questions that I can filter my decision. Does it align with my values? What is my intention for saying yes or no to this? How much time and energy does this require? And is it worth it? So when people ask me to speak or people ask me to go to things and like the travel time, how does that impact the business? How does that impact my family? Is it worth it? You know, is my energy worth it? Because sometimes even being in different time zones and when you get back, it takes time for your body to adjust. And what would I really, really do if no one knew or no one would be disappointed either way? So those are just some of the questions that help me filter, you know, what I say yes to and what do I say no to. And number two is create experiences. If you want to play bigger at life, create experiences. If you're going to go on a trip or if you're going to go and have a quick weekend getaway or even a date night, how do I make this something memorable? How do I make an amazing experience out of this? And what I've learned is that people will forget dates and even forget years or the year that they did something, but they'll never, ever forget those special moments. Number three is write out your bucket list and be intentional about putting that in your calendar or putting some of those items of your bucket list into the calendar for the remainder of the year or even next year. That's another reason why I decided to cancel some of the engagements at the end of the year is I wanted to take a moment to really plan out 2023. Like, what is it that I'm excited about? I just know that 2023 is going to be an absolutely amazing and incredible year for us. And I just have this gut feeling. So I wanted to take a moment to really just think about all the things, number one, that we've done this year and how grateful I am to have met so many people and people that are listening to this podcast, how I've gotten to meet you guys at our live events for the very first time, or have you guys be part of our mastermind and be part of our community. Like, nothing excites me more when I can impact people on that level. And number four is cultivate quality relationships. Life is about amazing and incredible relationships. And when you have incredible quality relationships around you, you just get excited about life. You get excited about having great friends. You get excited about having an amazing family. You get excited about people that support you. And that is far more important. Like I always tell a lot of my friends or a lot of people in my circles is relationships will carry you so much further than any business strategy, than any technique that you learn or Google in business. And number five is have fun. You want to play bigger at life? You got to have fun. Think, why not? You know, a few years ago, I traveled for business so much and there was a moment where I had dreaded it because it felt like I was living from time zone to time zone and I was living in suitcase and thought, how can I just have fun with this? How can I stay an extra day? And that's even after delays, that's even after canceled flights, because when you have canceled flights, that really does become a drain to your health, a drain to your mindset, and a drain to like, am I ever going to get home? So I just looked at it as like, how can I take this moment and just have fun? How can I take this trip and spend an extra day and do something fun before I head right back into the office? And if you're going to see a concert, why not get the best seats? If you are wanting to do something, think about how can I make this happen? Never, ever be afraid to try something new. Life is beautiful when you can live in the moment. And it's why they say yesterday is the past, tomorrow is the future, but today is a gift. And that is why we call it a present. And as we get into goal planning season, business planning season, think about what would make 2023 fun or even the end of the year fun. How do I play bigger at life? What would make next year so epic that I would get super excited and I look back at the end of 2023 or the end of 2022 and go, wow, I had the most amazing last couple of weeks, last couple of months of the year. I already know for all you driven entrepreneurs that are listening in, you naturally will have a plan for your business. But let's take that another step further and let's level that up and go, how do we have fun in 2023? Or how do we end 2022 with so much fun and playing bigger at life? I want to challenge you to think about what does playing bigger at life really mean for you? If you are looking to create cool experiences and want to be part of our text community where we send out some fun challenges, some fun things that you could do every single month, as well as journal prompts that help you play bigger, text us the word fun to www.textraquel.com and we will send them out to you starting October 1st. Thank you all for tuning in. And until our next episode, don't forget to keep playing bigger. Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community.
I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.